tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hello, you guys. We are here for season 31 of Survivor. We're at the finale episode.
The finale.
Thanks for joining us. I'm your host today. I'm Susanna Kim. You can find me on Twitter at Susanna_Kim and on Instagram at Susanna Kim. Unfortunately, we don't have James with us today because he was actually at the live show. But we have...
I'm Paige Bonanno. So I'm just putting some emergency in my water bottle because I'm a little sick. But I'm Paige Bonanno. You guys can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Paige Bonanno. Thanks so much for joining us tonight. We're so excited about the finale.
It's so
just
good.
Crazy. And First of all, can I just say how excited I am at the winner?
Because let's give it up.
I'm pretty sure. First of all, he was on my team. Second of all, I think I called this from like the get-go, right?
Yeah. And I mean, after Wu. I was loving on Wu a little bit.
I was loving on Wu. I was loving on Joe. But, you know, I did kind of make this prediction with Jeremy, and he was on my team, and I'm just so freaking happy for him, and he's just a great person that loves his family so much, and he won $1 million.
Yes, yes. So, I mean, obviously, you guys wouldn't be watching this if you hadn't seen already, but we have a winner for season 31. It was amazing.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, let's get into our two-hour finale.
2 hours.
All right. So, yeah, I loved all the challenges this episode, right? They're all different. They're all new. Mm-hmm. They're things that we, you know, weren't really used to seeing, like the whole ball one. I loved that one.
Yeah, I kind of like said too, I was like, oh, that one's kind of like stupid. But then as it like went along, it
was
actually
tough.
Pretty cool. And it was cool because like for all the challenges that they had going on, he was like, you know, all of them are new now. They're not anything where you can get a second chance or redemption, anything like that. Like, it's completely now the legacy that you create, which is cool because it was finally, every single time it's like, oh, well, this is a challenge this person did, and they did this wrong, or they won. And now it's like, okay, they all have a fair chance. Nobody has an advantage. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of cool to see that.
And they're all, like, setting their own history, which is awesome. So now we're going to see in different seasons and be like, oh, you know, this is a challenge that Spencer won. So Spencer won the first one, which was awesome for him. It was his third immunity win, so good for him. Loved that.
And he was neck and neck with Kelly again, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like every challenge they've been completely
and
together.
We can see they're all having such a hard time getting up those steps. We saw like Keith at one point was literally using one of his steps as like a crutch. Like, I was like, oh, poor guy. Yeah, just barely Kelly, getting up there.
Yeah, like she couldn't breathe. It was crazy.
Exactly. So yeah, let's get into it. Oh, so we have, man, so much drama happening.
Yeah, we start right away with like Keith coming in and he's upset that Abby's leaving, or that they voted Abby out the last episode.
Right.
Because he's like, you know, I would rather take Abby to the end instead of Spencer, instead of Jeremy. And Spencer's like, okay, that's exactly the reason we
voted
her out.
And I love that point.
Because you saying that you would take her to the end over me, like, that takes my spot.
Exactly. So exactly. I love that he made that point.
He's like, that's why it makes sense for Spencer to vote her out. So that was kind of, I mean, it kind of sucked that he was all drama about it, but what did Keith expect? I mean, especially because he's on the bottom, so.
Right, and he's, you know, odd man out.
Yeah.
Since they have such a strong alliance going on. Mm-hmm. So yeah, coming back from that win, we had Kimmy immediately starting to take Keith aside, you know, and she's like, hey, Keith, let's go get some water.
Which
and
is
you can
so
see
weird.
Tasha, Spencer, they're like looking at him.
Yeah.
It's like really make it more obvious, right?
Right. Well, because she has like the alliance with, okay, so it's Kimmy, Spencer, Tasha, and Jeremy, right?
Yes.
So the four of them from the beginning, Kimmy was in with them from the get-go before Spencer even came in there. And now like she's trying to change things up and trying to split the vote and like get it on.
It do you think she sabotaged herself, sort of, like, in a way? Because, I mean, it sort of seemed like she, in her mind, decided that she was on the bottom.
Right.
Right? And that's sort of even what Jeremy said. He was like, you were with me from the get-go. I mean, obviously, this is towards the end. But it's like, do you think she sort of shot herself in the foot by making that one decision?
That's exactly what Jeremy said at the end, was like, I never said that you were on the bottom. Like, you did this 100% on your own. And, like, I think that she definitely, like, bit herself in the foot and she sabotage herself for that tribal council, but I don't think that Kimmy would have made it to the final three either way. Like, she would have still been number four. So I kind of, like, at the beginning, I was like, this is so stupid. Like, I don't understand why she did this. But now, like, thinking about her thought process, like, she's like, okay, so either way, I'm going to go in with these three, mm-hmm. be number four and never get to the final three. Or I can try to make a move right here, get on top with these other people.
And add that to your resume.
And add it, yeah, her survivor resume.
Right,
but,
which
like, so
much.
I kind of, like, understand her thought process. Because she's like, either way, you know, I either have to make a big move now or I'm just going to be voted out number four.
Yeah. So you think she was kind of in a tough spot?
I think she was definitely in a tough spot.
Yeah. And she was definitely in the position where she needed to do something. Right. Yeah. Or just like wither away almost.
Yeah. I don't know. I probably wouldn't have even risked it because that is the only reason she went out that night. Like, she could have waited another couple of days. But I mean, what's waiting another couple of days if you're not going to?
And also, why against Jeremy? Right? Why would Jeremy's name be the one that you know what I mean?
Like, well, Jeremy was her main guy, like, from the beginning.
Yeah. So, like, why wouldn't you target, you know, like, Tasha or, like, you know?
Right. And that's why it kind of, like, is sad because, like, Jeremy was saying at the end, you know, like, you really hurt my feelings because I, like, Spencer and Tasha both came to him, like, mm-hmm. what's she planning? You know, she's scheming a little bit. Mm-hmm. And he was like, she is not. She is on our side 100%, 100%. Mm-hmm. And then, like, she totally went behind his back, and he, like, 100% put his trust in her.
Yeah.
And it obviously
didn't. What's crazy is that worked out that way. He still didn't, you know, like, lose out in that situation because she still got voted home. And it
Jeremy?
Sort of, yeah, and it sort of worked for him, too, because that gave him sort of a, you know, like, at the final tribal, he was mm-hmm. like, you hurt my feelings. And
right.
I think that totally worked for him. You totally empathized for him. You're like, yes. She was, you know, she totally backstabbed you, and that kind of worked for him in a way, right?
She did totally backstab him.
How did he work that way?
And he was her main girl.
Yeah, seriously.
I mean, besides Tosh, but...
For a while. All right, so...
Oh, and how Kimmy was... Or Tosh was calling her a rat. It was, like, the same... It was, like... Remember at the beginning, they were saying... Or, like, a long time ago in the episode, it's like, oh, we got a rat. Tosh mm-hmm. saying, and now we got another rat.
Right.
It's like, oh.
Name calling?
Yeah.
Oy.
And, oh, another thing about that scenario, when they mm-hmm. were laying on the hammock and Jeremy starts confronting her about it, like, I know that you're not, like, against me. I know that you're on my side. And she starts, like, crying. And I'm like, you're
she
crying
so
because
defensive.
You're lying.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're crying 100% because you're lying. Not because,
exactly.
like, she knew that she was wrong.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, and then she tries to say in the confessional, like, oh... You know, after all this time, I still got it. I can still cry and, like, plead my case.
I'm
like, you
right?
were crying because you were scared as hell because
exactly.
you got caught
you just
lie.
Got so nervous.
Yeah. yeah.
Oh, my
gosh. Kimmy.
Awesome. Such good stuff.
Yeah.
Totally came back and bit her in the butt, though.
Yeah.
I love the shot of Spencer and Jeremy in the hammock. They were kind of, like, cuddling up together.
Oh, I know.
So
they were so
cute.
Close. I'm like, can't
so
you guys,
precious.
Like, move a little
like,
farther
okay.
apart?
Gravity. That's what we'll say.
Is there a live check going? Do you have it in here?
Oh, we'll have to look it up.
Sorry, guys. I can't get the live chat going, so I can't even see if you're commenting to us right now.
Let's see.
But if not...
But, I mean, as this is a finale, we want to take a quick second to say thank you to everyone that's been following us the last, 12 weeks that we've been here.
Yeah.
Insanity.
Yeah, you guys have been so great in the live chat, so great with, like, giving us your comments on YouTube and following our fantasy teams and everything. So thank you guys mm-hmm. so much for all your support and everything.
Been so consistent.
Throughout the season. And now it's over.
And all the likes. Yes. But we'll see you next year.
Yeah.
The live chat's on the monitor.
Oh,
there it is.
The live chat's on the monitor.
Oh,
it's a little farther away, though. I can't read.
Of course, we have Joseph Boza.
Where's my guy, Sheena123?
Right? Charlie Rose, always. Oh, loving our people.
Yeah.
Loving our people. All right. Okay. So, moving on.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I love that they were talking about rocks. They talked about fire. There were so many things that they were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
This, you know, like, different little, like, tiebreakers and stuff.
Yeah.
And then...
Like, at the end, how he was like, well, are you willing to go to fire?
Right.
She's like,
so
I'm
many
willing
different
to
little
to
things
fire.
Came up. Which
I
is
wish
awesome
he kind of would have done that just to get her to go to fire. But then
right.
it's like, you're not going to...
Just for that. It kind of seemed like when he was asking about it, he just, like, wanted to ask just
right.
for the fun.
Just right.
for entertainment. Maybe I'll watch that.
So our first person that was voted out was...
Kimmy,
and then Keith, and then Wentworth.
Yes.
Right? In that order.
Mm-hmm.
Kimmy, Keith, then Wentworth. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So, then, after we get the first person out, so Kimmy's gone, and then Keith is like, well, I'm on the bottom, right?
Yes.
And then he...
Because Kelly won the immunity idol.
Kelly won the immunity
yes.
idol.
Yes. So, obviously, it was like, okay, well, Keith's odd man out.
It right.
was sort of the easy answer.
Which is funny, though, because then they make this fake idol.
Yes.
Which I thought looked pretty... Legit.
It looked good.
Yeah.
And it was smart of the producers to kind of, like, give them that opportunity. Because,
right.
like, you were saying, you were like, really? She pulled that out of the tree?
Yeah.
No, tree mail.
Because they
like,
had this medallion, and I didn't hear them say mail.
Mail, right.
And they were like, well, Kelly found this medallion in the tree. And, like, three times I asked her, I'm like,
right.
Sienna, wait. Like, what do you mean they pulled it out of a tree? Like,
right.
you cannot get a medallion
they
out of a tree.
They grow on the trees in Cambodia. We just
yeah, they
don't
just grow.
Know.
But so she makes this idol, you know, for the pure reason to create paranoia. Yeah. And I thought that it worked. And I was so nervous that Jeremy was going to flip and vote for Spencer just to get, you know, to not mess it up for himself.
And there's that moment in the tribal council where, like, you know, Keith's like, you know, playing and he's like, oh, okay, you know, he starts moving around. So I think he did play it a little bit, you know. Sort of, you know, like just that kind of like giving that uneasiness. But I think Jeremy still made this. I mean, obviously he made the smart decision.
Yeah, I'm very happy that Jeremy made that call, but I was so nervous that he was going to flip.
Yes. So basically what happened, he was that he stuck with Spencer instead of going with, you know, Keith and Kelly.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about Keith not playing the idol, even though it was fake, about him not trying to play it?
That's totally him.
It's so Keith.
He doesn't care. Yeah. He doesn't care at all. Keith, if maybe that would have saved him. He knew he wasn't going to win $1 million.
Exactly.
He totally knew. He was there for the adventure.
That's exactly 100% the thing that I love about Keith is that, like, no matter what, like, he's going to be loyal. He's going to be a good person. Like, he knew that. I mean, maybe if he really had that shot, if he had that shot of $1 million, he wouldn't have done it.
Right.
But, like, the fact that he knew that he wasn't going to win, he's like, I'd rather keep my integrity. You know, like, there's other people here that have the shot to win, and so I'm going to give that to them.
Even when Kimmy went, he almost was like, he was like, yeah, let me, you know, let me just go because she has kids, she deserves to stay here.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? He obviously didn't care. And to be honest, when he did get voted out, he smiled, he seemed pretty happy.
I know,
about
he's
it.
Like,
I think like the last few weeks he was kind of getting over
it.
He wanted to eat. He knew he wasn't gonna win,
right?
He was there for the fans, you know what I mean?
It's just like, what am I even here
think
for?
He sort of felt like, all right, if you guys really think I should stay instead of Kimmy, then I will. But, you know,
right.
Like, yeah, totally.
Yeah,
he was ready to go.
Really sweet of him to say, you know, Kimmy, I'll leave for you because you have like kids. And Kelly Wentworth was not having it. She's like, we're not doing this, Keith. Like, you're gonna be better than this.
Since when do you need to be like convinced to stay on Survivor?
Right.
I don't know that that's happened.
Awesome. And Keith, how he said, he's like, I just want to bring this one home for all the old guys out there and show them that we can still do it. And it was sweet.
So cute. And like just having the integrity of not using the idol. He just played true to heart the whole way through. And I love that about him.
Yeah, definitely.
Love it. So honest. All right. Let's see. So yeah, so Jeremy sticks with Spencer, sticks with his alliance, which is super smart. What I was thinking was, I wonder if the way he did it was, you know, on purpose. Obviously, he didn't go with, you know, with Keith and Kelly, but I wonder if he purposely put out Spencer's name, because there was that moment where Tasha was right behind him, and
she
goes,
was sleeping.
You know?
Yeah.
She was like,
what about how he's trying to get
Keith's
attention?
God, that killed me. I was dying.
Oh my God.
That was how long? Minutes.
Minutes. He's like,
seriously?
Because Keith is just very airheaded, obviously.
And then Keith's eyesight when he like finds him.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, okay.
But I
this
think obviously Jeremy was doing that as a strategic move because.
Just to make sure it wasn't his name.
Right.
Right.
And see, what I was thinking the whole time that this was happening was, he's throwing Spencer's name out to them as if he's going to switch and vote for Spencer.
Right.
But then later on, it's kind of like, okay.
But it's
he only threw his name out so that he wouldn't be on the chopping block and
in case
he did have an idol.
But that's so smart. You know, now that I think back, like, Jeremy made a lot of good moves when it mattered.
Right.
You know, like when it really counted.
See, that's the thing. And like how you and I were talking about before, I was like how Spencer at the end was like, you know, Kelly Wentworth, if she gets to the end, she will win 100%. I'm like, why, like, 100%? And it's like, her game strategy and her gameplay was so great, but every week that passes, we see so much more of Jeremy and so much about his gameplay.
Right.
Like, the fact that he does little things like that, I think more of his moves are subtle instead of so overpowering and, like, so out in the open, you know?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
I mean, like, and just, you know, just the... I mean, even to think to, like, go look for another idol when you already have one. And, and to think to keep it a secret that your wife's pregnant. Yeah, like, a lot of his, like, I like what you said, that his subtle strategy totally worked for him.
So who would you think, like, had, like, the best gameplay throughout the entire season?
The entire season?
Yeah, like, who is your pick for?
Gameplay? I would have to say Wentworth, because I feel like she had to fight sort of the hardest, you know, but she also made huge moves. She did the whole, you know, idol thing. And not only did she have the guts and the balls to find two idols, she also made an idol, you know what I mean?
Right.
And it wasn't just like finding an idol like all the other seasons. You had to go get it, you know, during a challenge, you know.
Sure.
She had to get it from under the, you know, I remember James was, you know, all complaining how Jeremy's idol was so easy to find out in the forest, you know, like just hanging out in the jungle. And her, she had to like literally reach under their, you know, bed or wherever they're sleeping.
Yeah.
At the one moment that everyone's gone, you know. So I think she had it rough, and she really pulled through that. She also wasn't on top you know, most of the time, which I feel like Jeremy was kind of in an upper allegiance. Yeah. So it's sort of easy for him to float along and hide behind Joe like he really tried to. Mm-hmm. For her, she wasn't going to hide behind Joe. She had to prove herself, mm-hmm. you know?
That's how I mean, I feel like Spencer had, like, amazing gameplay as well. Totally. Because, like you were saying about the bottom and the top, like, Spencer was on the bottom most of the game. And then he took that position of Kimmy when he shouldn't have taken... I mean, like, he technically wouldn't have gotten that position. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, he got in there, and Kimmy was like, well, now he took my spot. And everyone's like, he didn't take your spot.
Right.
Like, you are letting him do that.
Exactly. So that's why it's such a psychological game.
Right.
Like, you did that to yourself.
Yeah. Like, Spencer really, I feel like, got in the areas when he needed to get in.
Yeah.
And, you know, backed down a little bit when he needed to back down.
And him, too. He had to scratch his way from the bottom, you mm-hmm. know? The first few weeks we were here, his name came up a lot in the tribals, you mm-hmm. know? So
he was almost
for him to, like,
out.
Really stick it through and then kind of play it under the radar for a while. And then, you know, maybe try to make some moves. But it was, you know, it was also nice to see him so, like honest.
Yeah.
Sticking to his guns. Sticking to his, you know, alliance. Mm-hmm. When, you know, the old Spencer that we knew from his old season probably wouldn't have done that, you know.
He was right.
definitely into scheming, playing chess, you know, all
playing
that stuff.
Chess.
So, yeah, I think we definitely saw a different Spencer, which was part of his game. So.
Right.
So
yeah.
good for him.
So then we see, obviously, like, so now Kelly Wentworth's gone.
Yeah.
And Spencer makes this huge... show of it at the tribal council, you know, kind of like yelling at Jeremy, if you keep Wentworth in, you are 100% losing. She will 100% win this game. And like that really, like,
exactly.
I feel like swayed the minds of the jury a lot
totally.
In the end, which it's kind of sad for Spencer because like he did, I obviously wanted Jeremy to win, but I'm just saying like he tried so hard to like show his second chance story. And then in that one moment, I feel like it kind of like got lost
crumbled.
out of his grasp.
Yeah. So you think if that didn't happen, maybe he would have had a better chance?
I think he definitely
maybe
would have
been a unanimous vote
yeah.
for Jeremy.
Exactly. I think that he definitely would have had a... I don't think he would have won because mm-hmm. I think that Jeremy's plea was
ultimately,
the best.
Yeah.
But I definitely think he would have had a better choice.
Yeah,
a better
totally
chance.
Hurt him.
It might not have been, yeah, unanimous.
Because
yeah. they were like, you're showing all this arrogance and you're doing this and you're... and Kimmy was like, this is exactly what I'm going to show my kids not to do. And
but
I didn't think it was that
hurt
bad.
Him.
Yeah.
He kind of seemed hurt when she said that. It was
he
so
did.
Sad.
Like, he wasn't even like, oh, I didn't do that, or like, try to deny it. He was
right.
genuinely
he
like, he felt
in.
Very bad.
Yeah, because he knew what kind of character he used to be, and he's trying not to be that person. So for you to be aware that that
yeah.
sort of ugly character came out of you, you know, and be sort of ashamed, like, that sucks.
I
you
don't
know?
Think it was as bad as they made it out to be. Like,
right.
maybe he showed a little arrogance. First of all, Savage saying that of all people.
Yeah.
If Savage was in that position, he would have done the exact same thing.
And flip a bird. Like, right?
Right.
Like to everyone.
Oh, exactly.
Over.
So I feel like, I don't know. I don't think that it was as bad as, like, Kimmy made it out to be. Like, she just really made him feel sad and, like, really down on himself, which I didn't like because...
Yeah.
What are you going to do in that situation?
Yeah.
If you're in that situation, like, I'm going to say what I need to say to get to the end, too.
Right, yeah.
I mean, I guess he could have done it in a different way.
Exactly. I think that's what he was saying.
But
he was like, I don't regret, like, my move, that gameplay that he did,
right.
but he should have gone about it a different way.
But how would he have gone about it?
I don't know, just, like, nicer, I guess. Or just, like, you know, like, being genuine to Jeremy, like, hey, we've been
really,
in this alliance, you know, really, this is not going to be a smart move for you, you know, just, like,
yeah.
being in a prettier way, I guess. But
yeah.
I think age might have gotten the best of him or something, you know?
I don't feel like Spencer's that person, though, which makes me sad that the jury was thinking
like
that. Because he's, I really, like, have grown to love Spencer throughout this entire...
He's made such a redemption story for himself.
So who yeah. do you think has made, like, the most progress throughout the entire thing, like, as their second chance?
Maybe Spencer.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, not so much gameplay, but just, like, them as, like, an individual.
Out of everyone, yeah.
I would say Spencer.
Yeah, yeah. Spencer.
I'm trying to think.
I mean, Kelly Wentworth, too. I mean, obviously, I was, like, just singing her praises 2 seconds ago. But...
Right. Yeah, I would say Spencer.
Mm-hmm.
I think he did really well.
Spencer
really good.
Wentworth. All right, so, yeah. We have our final challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, no. We're done with our challenges.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah, we get to our final tribal. Yeah, we're having a hard time with this.
Uh-huh.
We get to our final tribal. And, yeah, I mean, it's pretty much... what was interesting is that I felt like they didn't have very epic, like, monologues for themselves, you know? Like, where they really lay out their whole game plan, their whole strategy, you know?
I was actually thinking the same thing. Like, I figured that they would, like, actually come out and be like, this, 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 and this is the
uh-huh.
reason why I want to win. Which, you know, they don't always do that, but it's some... you would think that it would have been a little more, because I feel like I didn't really get anything out of Spencer. I feel like I definitely didn't get anything out of Tasha.
More of just, like, defending themselves, you know, not so much, like, you know, like, saying, oh, you know, let me tell you my resume. It was more of, like, hey, they're attacking me, and I'm kind of, you know, try to, like, defend myself, but that's really what I got.
And I wonder if that's more just about, like, the questions that were asked, like, they weren't given as much of a chance, because the last question that was asked was by Wentworth, right? And I don't remember what exactly her question was off the top of my head, but that was the only question that really got them to, I think it was something about a second chance. That was the one that really got them to, like, come out and talk a little bit more about their personalities and about how they've changed and this and that. But, like, when you go back to, like, Savage's and Sierra's questions about, like, voting blocks and right. arrogance and this and that, like, I feel like it was a defense thing the whole time. Like, exactly. they didn't really get to sit there and be like, this is why I deserve it, you know, exactly. until the last question. And even that last question, we didn't get much out of them.
Right, yeah. I mean, yeah, I felt like a lot of the questions were them giving them a small opportunity to sort of just make yourself look a little better, mm-hmm. but I don't think it's going to make me vote for you sort right. of thing, you know? So I think a lot of them already had it made up in their minds that Jeremy would be, you know, yeah. sort of the easier answer. But
I feel like, I don't know if they originally, like, we're like, oh, it's only going to be Jeremy. You know, it was just after that, after what they said and after the thing that Spencer did the night before.
Yeah. Oh, the night before. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I felt like it could have been anybody's game. Right. Probably not Tasha's as much.
Yeah, her name didn't come up much at all.
Also, with the questions that we're talking about, Kelly Wigglesworth had kind of a weird one in there.
Yes.
You know,
the
she was
numbers
like,
thing.
You know, 15 years ago, I was right in your shoes, and it came down to one final
because mm-hmm, she lost by one vote. Yeah.
And she goes to pick a number 1 through 10. I wish they would have kind of, like, elaborated.
But what's insane is that she ended up, yeah, because she was kind of like, fate was on your side when she casted her vote. She said fate was on your right. side. So I wonder if maybe she just picked a number, whoever had the closest number.
Oh.
Did that just happen to be freaking Jeremy and it was unanimous? You know what I mean?
She said fate
what
was
a chance
well,
that,
it was pretty
right?
hard not to be Jeremy because freaking Spencer picked the number 2, like, out of all numbers. And then obviously Tasha picks 3.
No, Spencer picked 4, I think. Jeremy yeah. picked 2. They went 2, 3, 4. Right?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was going to say, four. Like, really?
So I think, but I wonder.
Why did Jeremy pick the number 2?
I don't know. It was probably his favorite number.
Oh, my God.
But, you know, like, it's probably, like, what are the chances of that, right? If it really was, like, random in her mind.
Right.
Easily could have been.
I'm seeing if it's James.
Okay, cool. James might be calling in. We'll see, guys.
Awesome.
Hello?
Hello?
It's James.
Oh, hi, James. Did
hey.
You have a wonderful time at the live show?
I'm so sorry that I wasn't there.
It's okay.
I made a mistake tonight, and I will own up to it, and I'll explain it to you guys after the show.
No, explain
My
it to our...
I'm not
no,
there.
We'll talk with our viewers later, because they're the ones probably missing the most. But it's all good. So how was the reunion? James was actually at the live reunion and the
yes.
live taping and everything tonight, which is crazy.
Jelly.
Yes, I was at the reunion show tonight, and I was definitely live tweeting every second. The crowd in the audience was unlike, I've been to the last 4 finales.
That's awesome.
And this was probably the adrenaline in there and the energy and the excitement was unlike any finale that I've been to. And I was on the edge of my seat the entire time and
yeah.
trying to just figure out what was going to happen. It was just so many things were unpredictable. Some things were predictable, and it was just an incredible finale. Like, I was just very pleased with how this entire season ended.
That's awesome. That's great that, like, you had the chance to go there and, like, see all the players. Like, how did everybody seem tonight? Like, all the returning players, how were they?
Everyone seemed great. I mean, everyone looked good. That's for dang sure.
Oh, yeah.
You know, at the final tribal council, they all looked like they were beat up and abused by the Cambodian
right.
elements. But now they look healthy. They look
fresh.
Fuller. They look happier. So.
Yeah.
No, they definitely look better.
Oh, that's great.
That's
I'm so
awesome.
Happy. I'm jealous that we weren't there.
Yeah.
But it sounds like so much fun.
I know. Yeah, I wish you guys would have been there. It was funny enough, like, I went as one of Monica's guests,
uh-huh.
and she had given 2 of her tickets to some of Joe's family. So I got to sit with, I believe it was Joe's cousin.
Oh, awesome.
And, yeah, it was really cool to sit with Joe's family. And
And so
yeah,
is Joe's
so
cousin
was
just as
a
handsome
really
and single as
fun.
Did you hear that, James?
I was like, so is Joe's cousin just as handsome and also single is the question. Was it a female cousin?
I have
no questions. Oh, I'm glad you had a good time. That sounds amazing.
So is there anything else you want to let our viewers know?
Honestly, I'm just as a fan, I'm just thoroughly impressed with the entire final 6.
Yeah.
Tonight, and like Jeff even said before it went live, that like people played until the last minute. you know? And so...
Exactly, like with Keith,
like,
we saw.
Kimmy,
yeah.
There was a moment during where I really, really was hoping that Kimmy's plan to blindside Jeremy would have worked.
Really?
That would have been pretty epic.
Oh, my God. I was so excited.
Oh, I,
like,
I would have been so pissed.
There's this old-schooler player, and she's going to make this big, bold move on this player that everyone's been talking to get out for a while.
It was a good idea.
It just would have been awesome. It would have been awesome.
I would have been so sad if that happened.
I know. She just didn't execute quite well.
The nostalgic fan in me from loving the Australian outback and seeing someone like Kimmy, you know, 15 years later making a move like that.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. Part of me feels like Kimmy could have, let's say Jeremy in this situation where Jeremy was voted out and Kimmy made it to the final three, I think Kimmy could have put up a really good fight. And the reason why I say that is I watched the Ponderosa videos after the finale tonight. And the reception that the jurors gave Kimmy when she was voted out was entirely positive, unlike anyone else who's been voted out on the jury so far. And numerous people said, we were rooting for you.
Wow.
So it makes me think, you know, as a viewer, we didn't really get much insight into Kimmy's game.
Right.
And I wish we would have more so, because she pretty much had a lot of supporters on the jury.
Right, because we didn't really see how much everybody actually loved her. Like, I didn't even really know that.
Right.
Yeah,
or really
she
what
had
big
a better
moves.
Social game than I believe her storyline and her edit showed to an audience.
I just didn't like...
That was really cool.
I just didn't like tonight how, like, you know, like, she tried to make the move. And I understand the move because, you know, she would have been on the bottom of the foursome, you know? But, like, the fact that, like, she was, like, trying to, like, deny it and, like, being all, like, sketchy and stuff, like,
she didn't execute it well.
She didn't execute it well. And, like, the fact that, like, I don't know, just, like, her, like, crying and, like, lying about it just didn't really sit well with me. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I think that she could have gotten away with it if Spencer wasn't such a student of the game.
Yeah, saw right through
it. Spencer displayed tonight how insightful he was. And with all the things going on in camp, he knew right away that Kimmy was trying to get them to split the vote so that she could team up with the other two and take out one of them. Like, I don't know. I just feel like Jeremy wouldn't have played his idol if Spencer didn't convince him to do that.
Jeremy wouldn't have played his idol if Spencer didn't convince him to do that?
No, I don't think Jeremy would have played the idol. If Jeremy was so hell-bent on trusting Kimmy.
Wow.
So I think if Jeremy had gone with that trust of, like, nope, I trust Kimmy, I'm sticking to my guns.
He wouldn't have played the idol.
Right.
But Spencer planted that seed of doubt, which got Jeremy to think at tribal council, oh, I need to play my idol. Because once Wentworth did it, he was like,
exactly.
Nah, I'm better safe than sorry.
Once he saw the other one, he was like, well, I got one
too. So you're saying that he would have gotten Jeremy out of the game?
Jeremy probably would have been
he would have been out because
Spencer didn't approach him prior to be like, this is what Kimmy is doing.
Right, because Jeremy had no doubt in his mind.
That's true, because Jeremy's sense of awareness isn't as high as Spencer's for sure.
Right.
Right.
So do you think Spencer would have won in that case then, or Kimmy?
I don't know. I mean, it could have been anyone's game. And, like, don't get me wrong, like, I will sing praises for Jeremy. And I was putting myself in the shoes of the jurors tonight. When I was watching that final tribal council, and when Jeremy just build his heart out like he did and the way he did it, I would have voted for him too.
In a heartbeat.
As much as I've been a huge Spencer supporter this entire game, I would have been like, well, shoot, I can't not vote for Jeremy.
I agree.
But if you look at it from a different perspective, let's say Kimmy was on the final three and everyone loved her so much, she's like, I'm a single mother of two, she easily could have gotten sympathy though.
Right.
Right. There wasn't so much that's likable about Spencer and Tasha. I mean, they're nice, but you know.
I will say, though, I'm really caught off guard by the fact that Spencer didn't get at least one vote.
Yeah.
I didn't expect
I thought
a
so
unanimous
too.
Vote.
No. And that had to have crushed him.
Yeah. Tasha was happy about it. She didn't care. But, like, I do. I didn't think that there would have been a unanimous vote either. I thought at least some people would have voted for Spencer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is, you know, again, Jeremy played a great game. And I was watching the show as before I called in. And I think it was you, Paige, that was talking about how Jeremy made a lot of subtle moves. They weren't, like, as bold or on the forefront. Which obviously aided in his gameplay.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he did play a good game. Of course, he deserves it. I will say that. I know a lot of people have given me beef for not being his biggest supporter. But I'm telling you, if I was on that jury facing that three, and I heard what Jeremy said, I would have voted Jeremy myself.
Yeah, for sure. Jeremy's just such a good family man. And, like, literally like, you can just see in his, like, in his eyes, his heart, like, how much he wants to provide for his family and how genuine mm-hmm. he is about it, which is what I loved.
What I would have liked to have seen is if Wentworth was included in that top three, because I feel what like would've that would have mixed things up, you yeah. know, vote-wise.
Well, Tasha didn't really get much of a chance to speak.
Mm-hmm. I think Wentworth could have actually gotten votes against Jeremy, but I think that Jeremy still would have won against Wentworth
that kind of
scenario.
Yeah, really? Honestly, I don't know how anybody else could get votes against Jeremy tonight. You know, like,
really,
it'd be so hard. Really.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he definitely pulled at the heartstrings, that's for sure.
Yeah,
Paige and I are both tearing
up. Oh, I was crying.
What did you guys think when... So the whole tie thing that happened...
That's exactly what I was going to ask you about.
The ties?
That's exactly.
When Keith was, like, almost willing to give up his spot for Kimmy, like, my jaw was dropping.
Yeah.
Everyone in the audience tonight was going, no, no, don't do that. Like, people were freaking out. And I, for a second, thought that Keith was really going to walk.
It didn't seem like he really wanted to be there all that much longer, you know? I think he's sort of over it.
Because he kept saying, you know, like, well, if it's not today, it's the next. Like, I know that I'm on the bottom. But, like, what Susanna and I were saying as we were watching this was, like, he never knew because he could go the next day and win the next Immunity Idol. Like, it's
he
never,
did
like,
always try.
Right. And he was in the... He had chances to win Immunity Idols every time. He was always in the top. Mm-hmm. So it's like he never knew what could have happened. So if he would have walked off, that would have been really sad because he could have won.
He might have regretted it.
You know, like, yeah. Not won, but won the Immunity Challenge, you know. Right. But, like, he kind of knew, okay, I'm on the bottom. I'm just going to
But all that was just
But he's just a sweet guy. He's just a nice guy. He's loyal. He just, like, is happy with his life, you know. He just wants to... Be nice to people. It's great.
Yeah. I wonder if... Was everyone else freaking out the way I was tripping out when all that stuff happened?
Yeah.
James, I'm sure the studio audience was going crazy, right? When all the ties happened?
Oh, my gosh. It was... The energy in the room, like...
I mean, for it to happen
once. Hype and so nervous and anxious and people are screaming and... It was just, it was a wild ride.
Yeah, right. And to happen twice.
Yeah.
And then for that to happen with Keith and Kimmy, it was awesome.
Yeah,
epic.
For sure.
Epic.
Well, thanks for calling in, James. Do you have anything else you want to say?
I have had the pleasure of recapping this season with you guys, and I've had so much fun engaging with the viewers throughout this entire run. I'm so sorry that I couldn't be there. I will own up to it. It was a mistake that I made, and I am angry at myself. it was a fun season, and I'm happy, and tonight was great, and I miss you both, and I'm sorry that I couldn't be there.
That's okay. Thanks so much for calling in. We appreciate it. I know our viewers appreciate it, and you've been the best lead host, so thank you for everything that you've done for us.
And we're glad you're having a good time. Be safe, and have fun with all the family and friends of the cast.
That we say hi.
You said what?
That we said hi. To all the survivors, we said hi, and give Jeremy... Extra love for me.
Okay.
Oh, and Joel.
I will make it my goal now to figure out where the after party is. Okay. And then I will make sure to get pictures, especially with Joe for you.
Oh, good.
Yes, and you have my number. So whenever you can slip that along, thank you.
Yeah. All right. Well, have fun tonight.
Thanks
we'll talk to you later.
In.
Thanks for calling.
All right. Bye. Happy holidays, everyone.
All right, bye, James. So that was good. So we got, you know, a little insight from James and everything and kind of like gave us, you know, what happened actually in the place. So that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm sure the adrenaline there was insane, right? Like, you probably just feel the energy in that room.
Right. So overall thoughts on the season, what do you think?
Overall thoughts, I thought it was amazing. I thought it felt like the stakes were just, like, way higher because this was everyone's second chance, because this was redemption. Everyone's trying to, you know, just play a better game than they did before. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them, I think, totally did.
Right.
You know? Some of them maybe have, like, were gypped a little, you know, in the beginning. I'm impressed that Abby even got as far as she did. There are a lot of surprises that, you know, kept coming. I loved that they were changing things in the game, you know, like changing the idols, changing the challenges, you know, everything. I loved, the way they mixed up the tribes. I loved the season.
Yeah.
I thought it was great.
I agree. It's kind of sad for some people, you know, they didn't get to, I feel like they could have really had a second chance, but they kind of got gypped a little bit, like you were saying. But the people that we did see go as far as we did, like, I think that they all did a great job, and it was just so fun to watch them. Mm-hmm. So I love the season. I'm happy that my fantasy team won.
I know. Good for you.
And congratulations to Jeremy, you and your $1 million, and Val and your kids, and best of luck on his new little baby.
Right? But I wonder if, she looked like she was ready to pop. So.
Yeah. She was full term. Jeff hopes that she could have the baby any minute. So.
Imagine birthdays the same day that you won $1 million.
Right? For sure.
So thank you guys so much for joining us this season. We hope to see you guys next season. And
for the craziness that is Survivor.
Thanks for joining us on YouTube. YouTube every week. Please do take the time to like us and follow us. You can follow me on Twitter at @Susanna_Kim and on Instagram at Susanna Kim. It's SusannaAh.
Mm-hmm. And you guys can find me on social media, Twitter, Instagram, wherever, at Paige Bonanno. And thank you guys so much for joining us this season, and thank hope you. To see you next time.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.